Ja.
Dad?
Yeah, Gray.
Am I disturbing you?
No. You just could use a rest. What's on your mind, son?
I've got something I'd like to talk to you about.
Shoot, what is it?
Well, I think Mom ought to hear it, too.
It sounds important.
It is. It really is.
Okay.
Carol?
Yes, Mike?
If you're free, could you come in here for a second?
Yeah, I'll be right there. Just 2 minutes.
You want to sit down?
No, I think I'd rather stand.
That serious, isn't it?
This could be the most important thing I've ever had to say.
Maybe I better sit down. Greg, come on. What's the problem?
I hope you both noticed I haven't been getting any younger in the last year or so.
Yes, we had noticed that.
Especially in the last year or so.
Good, because I started to think about my future.
Good. That's good thinking. I don't see the problem, however.
Well, next month I'm 15. And 16's coming up pretty quick. Practically just around the corner.
Greg, 13 months isn't just around the corner.
Yeah, but they go pretty fast when you're trying to save up for...
For what?
Well, a big thing in a guy's life.
Just how big is this big thing?
Pretty big.
Come on, spill it.
A car.
A car? Oh, no.
Well, not a new one, Mom, just a used one.
Look, a car is a car, Greg. Now, I was worried enough when you got a bicycle.
Calm down. Calm down. It had to happen sometime. I suppose you figured out how you're going to pay for it.
Well, sure. That's how I got to thinking about my future. Now, what I want to do is start working part-time after school.
Doing what?
Something that'll help me with what I want to be when I'm grown up. I gave it a lot of thought.
And what'd you decide?
I've decided I want to be an architect. Like you, Dad.
An architect? Like me?
Well, that's really very nice, Greg.
When can I start work where you work?
Where I work?
Well, I thought I could get a job there after school. I'd learn a lot about architecture.
Well, he's right, Mike. Well, I think that's a very good idea.
Yeah, I guess I could talk to Mr. Phillips about that.
Will you, please?
Yes, I will.
Thanks. Wow, I can hardly wait to tell Randy.
Hey, wait. Randy? Who's Randy?
A girl in school. I promised to take her to the first drive-in movie I drive into. Thanks again. There it is. That's the kind of car I'm gonna get.
Those others are super, too.
Here, pick one out you like and I'll buy it.
Could you buy the magazine first? It only costs 50 cents.
I already have this one at home. But just showing her something. When do you get the new issue?
Tomorrow. Would you like to leave a deposit?
I'll pick one up after work. I mean, if I get that architect job.
I think architects are out of sight. What are you going to build?
I don't know yet. It's going to be something important, big.
Gee.
Like the pyramids, maybe. Or even bigger.
Golly.
Yep. That's the kind of car I'm going to get.
Can you afford it? It's brand new.
Well, it is now, but by the time I'm allowed to drive, it'll be 2 years old. I like to do my shopping early. Hi, Dad.
Hello, Greg.
Well?
Well, I discussed it with Mr. Phillips and the guys in personnel, and, you start to work tomorrow after school.
I do? Terrific.
But remember your promise, Greg. If your school grades begin to suffer because of this...
They won't, Mom. I promise. Dad, what do you think we'll build together first?
Build together?
Will I be your assistant?
No, Greg, not exactly. I think probably at first your duties will center mostly around cleaning up the office.
Cleaning up?
Well, Greg, you can't expect to start at the top.
I know. That's really the bottom.
Oh, now listen, you're going to be making deliveries on your bicycle. Blueprints, drawings, revisions, and that carries with it a great deal of responsibility.
It does?
Yes, it does.
Great.
And you can start by delivering this to my den. That's something. Wants to be like his old man.
Yeah, cleaning up around the office.
And I start working tomorrow, Randy. That car's getting closer by the minute. Well, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right. So long.
You through? We want to watch TV.
Hey, I was just coming to look for you guys.
What for?
To let you in on a really good deal.
Like what?
My new car.
What new car?
The one I'm going to buy next year. I thought maybe you'd like to save up part of your allowance each week.
To help you buy a car? That you're not even going to get for a year? What kind of deal is that?
You want to ride in it, don't you?
Sure we do. After you learn to drive it.
Well, driving takes gas, and gas takes money.
Why don't we just save up for the gas?
Well, then you wouldn't be a partner in the car, and you wouldn't have the pride of ownership.
We'd own the gas.
Okay, if that's the way you want it. 25 cents a ride.
You've got a deal.
Gregory.
Yes, Dad?
We just empty them. We don't polish them. Okay? But I like your enthusiasm there. Oh,
hi, Mr. Phillips.
Hello, Greg. Nice boy. Cleans a mean wastebasket.
Yeah.
Mike, your revised designs for that low-cost housing development are excellent.
Thanks, Mr. Phillips. Let's hope the Planning Commission thinks so, too.
I'm sure they will. Just be sure you make duplicates, and you better put a rush on it. There isn't much time left.
I'll get them copied right away. I think forest printing does them as fast as anybody.
Right.
Greg, you come in here a minute.
Yes, Dad?
You can hang up your dust rag, son. I have something more important for you to do.
Important? Okay, just name it.
You get these designs over to Forest Printing, 12th and Sunset, right away. Then, you can go home from there, okay?
Gotcha, Dad.
Greg, be careful with them. They're important, okay?
You can count on me.
Good.
Hi. Did you get that new issue of Car Sport?
Mm-hmm. But I've got some new rules. To look or to buy costs the same, 50 cents.
I'm buying. I got a job.
Well, good.
I got a dollar here someplace. Yeah.
Thank you. Here's your change.
Thank you.
Cares. Do it again. Hi, honey. Where's the other half of Brady and Son?
You mean Greg isn't home yet?
Was he supposed to be?
Yeah, an hour ago. He was going to deliver some designs and then come straight home.
Oh, well, he probably ran into a buddy or something.
Hi.
What's wrong, Greg?
You delivered the designs, didn't you?
Well, I got to the place like you told me, and they were gone.
Who was gone?
The designs.
Gone?
They must have fallen out someplace when I wasn't looking.
You didn't stop anywhere along the way, did you, Greg?
No. Well, I mean only at the newsstand.
To buy this? You didn't lose this, though, did you?
I'm sorry, Dad.
So am I, Greg. I'd better call Ed Phillips.
I went back to the newsstand, Mom. I looked everywhere, honest. I guess someone must have picked it up or the street cleaner came by or something.
Well, anyone can have an accident, Greg. But I'm afraid this is going to be a costly one for your father and Mr. Phillips.
You don't think I'll lose my job, do you?
Well, I hope not. We'll just have to keep our fingers crossed.
Baseball, they never kick a guy off the team just because he made one error.
Oh, I'm sure I can, Mr. Phillips. I've got the original sketches here at home. Yeah, no, I think if I work all night tonight, I can have them ready by tomorrow for copy. Yes. No, I understand. No, I'm sorry, too. Yes, I'll tell him. Thanks, Mr. Phillips. Well, you and Alice keep the coffee coming all night long and whack me with a stick occasionally.
But, Mike, what about Greg?
Well, Mr. Phillips suggested that I make other arrangements for deliveries from now on.
But it was his first day.
Carol, you can't blame Mr. Phillips. Greg had a big responsibility and he blew it.
But, Mike...
Honey, look, please, not now. I got a lot of work to do, huh? Coffee, please. Plenty of coffee.
Yeah, plenty of coffee and a big stick to whack you with. Just remember, Mike Brady, in baseball, they don't throw a man off the team just because he makes one fumble.
That's not fumble, that's error, and I know all about that.
Well, how do you want your coffee?
Black, please, and with a smile.
Greg?
Yeah?
I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am about what happened. I mean, losing your chance to be an architect and everything.
That's okay.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Maybe instead of being an architect, I'll go into something easier, like politics.
I guess that means you won't be getting your own car. I was talking to Randy Peterson yesterday.
Oh, great. I suppose you tell her all about what happened. Boy, she'll really think I'm a goof.
I wouldn't do a thing like that.
Oh, sure you wouldn't.
Boy, that's the last time I'll try to be nice to a goof. Even if he is my brother.
Come in.
I'm in.
Oh, thanks, Alice.
Mrs. Brady told me about what happened to Greg, poor kid.
Alice, I'm sorry, but I don't have any time to discuss Greg right now.
I found this on top of the trash can. I guess getting his job back is more important to Greg right now than his car.
Okay, Alice. Whatever you want to say, say it. But make it fast, huh?
You remember when I first went to work for you?
Yes.
And I got the soap powder mixed up with the starch and your shirts didn't wrinkle, they bent.
Yeah, I think one of them broke.
You gave me a second chance, Mr. Brady.
I get the point. Now get out of here, will you? I got work to do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir.
What are these for?
That's my doll bank, to help save up for the gas for your car. And that's Bobby's piggy bank.
My pig holds more because it has a bigger stomach.
Anyway, here, there's 85 cents worth of rides in your car in there.
Thanks, but there isn't going to be any car.
Isn't that why you're working for Dad after school?
Hey, it's after school right now. What are you doing here?
I thought you all knew. I won't be with Dad anymore. I was fired.
Busted?
I guess our deal is off.
You know, these are even better than your others.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe we should have you work nights more often. I appreciate it, Mike. And we still got enough time to get them copied.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes, Mike.
You know, I'd really like to use my son, Greg, to deliver these.
Mike, you know I like the boy, but...
Mr. Phillips, I think it's important that he knows that I haven't lost faith in him.
He's taken it that hard, huh?
Well, he has. You know, it could have been our fault as designs fell out of that cylinder. Caps have never been too tight.
I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. All right, Mike. I just hope nothing is wrong this time.
I'll accept full responsibility.
That's great, Dan. I'm on my way. Bye. Dad got Mr. Phillips to give me another chance.
Hey, that's great.
Mr. Phillips is really out of sight.
Oh, your dad's pretty far out, too.
He's the greatest. Oh, I gotta get over there fast. So long, Mom.
Bye.
Now, you know where to go.
Of course, Dad. Force printing at 12th and Sunset.
And remember now, the shortest distance between two points is
a straight line.
Right.
Don't worry. I got a good tight grip on him.
Well, not too tight, son. You can leave a little room for a little circulation.
I won't let you down, Dad.
Okay, I'll see you at home.
Oh, great. Just great.
Hi, Greg.
Oh, hi.
Greg Brady, isn't it?
Hi, Mr. Peterson. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Greg. I understand you're in the architect business now with your dad.
Yes, sir. I'm delivering these important designs for him right now. If I ever get there, that is. The chain broke.
Can I give you a lift?
Gee, would you?
Why don't we put your bike in the back? You can pick it up later.
Great. Hey, thanks a lot, Mr. Peterson. You sure saved the day.
Tell Daddy about the pyramids you're going to build, Greg.
Pyramids?
Well, that was just sort of talk, Mr. Peterson. I just meant something real big like that. Thanks for the lift, Mr. Peterson.
You're welcome, son. Pyramids.
I'll pick up my bike at your house later, Randy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Greg.
Randy! Mr. Peterson, stop! You have my designs! I gotta find your husband, Mrs. Peterson. My whole future's in the back seat of his car. Randy's drama lesson. Where? Campus Drama School. Right. Thanks a lot. Campus Drama School.
Now, Randy, let's try it again. Remember, I'm your mother, and that I am very upset that a girl your age is receiving flowers from a total stranger. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
There you go.
Hi, Mom.
Where did you get those flowers?
From a boy named Jeff. Aren't they super?
You are much too young to be receiving flowers from a stranger. Much too young.
Greg, what are you doing here?
Excuse me, I've got to find your father. He's got the designs I was delivering in the back of his car.
Oh, he dropped me off, and then he took his car to the garage to have some work done.
Thanks a lot. Sorry. Yeah. Sir? Mister?
What is it, kid?
I'm looking for a Mr. Peterson.
Well, he ain't here.
Sir? Mister?
You mind, kid? I'm busy.
But I left something important in the back of Mr. Peterson's car.
Well, he left. He isn't here.
Do you know where he went?
No. But, kid, his car's right inside there, around the corner.
Gee, thanks, mister. Thanks a lot.
Oh, it's 6:30. Printing shop was closed a half an hour ago. Another call. I'm not going to break that promise.
What promise?
Well, I promised myself that I was going to trust my son without checking up on him. He should have been home by now, right?
Right. Yes, he should have.
Well, he couldn't lose those designs again. He couldn't do that. Would you tell me he couldn't?
He couldn't.
A little louder, convince me of it.
Mike, you're getting all upset.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Mom.
Everything okay?
Sure.
But the designs, did you deliver those okay?
Of course, Dad, no problem. I gotta go wash up for dinner.
There, you see? You didn't have to break your promise.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. He's a pretty mature kid for 15.
Yeah, and 16's just around the corner with its cars.
So's 40.
Maybe around your corner, but not my corner. There's a good picture playing at the Elite.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
Hi. Do I look okay?
Boy, you look groovy.
I take it you're going to spend some of your hard-earned salary on Randy Peterson, huh?
No. We're going to stay in her house and watch some TV.
Well, that's not much of a date for Randy.
Oh, she understands. She knows I'm saving for a car.
She must be very understanding.
She is, and I appreciate it.
Okay. Good night, son.
Good night.
Not too late, Greg.
Yes, Mother.
Well, shall we get going to that movie?
Listen, why don't we stay home and just watch television?
What?
Yeah.
But you said...
Oh, come on, don't complain. Remember, we men appreciate understanding women.
You.